I know that, I mean, there is a sense that Wiki is kind of rooted in, 1995 technology, that it was a sweet spot back then, but it won't necessarily be a sweet spot for long, I mean, I just don't want the web to turn into broadcast television. You know, I want it to be a two-way medium, but I if it's as dynamic and as exciting as good television, that wouldn't bother me at all. What I don't want to do is lose that generality and expressiveness of, that anybody with a good command of the language has. And I think that, embracing the written word was a very good move in 1995 and will, stand well forever.
Speaking of that, what have you seen that's exciting in terms of going beyond the printed word or the written word in the wiki domain? There are some examples or demos of maybe the wiki collaboration method for video and for other temporal media. Have you seen anything?
Oh, I think that, that's something where we're going to have to try every single experiment. I think that, one thing that surprised me is I love taking pictures, and when I bought a video camera, I thought I would love that too, but I found that, that once you put that video camera up to your face, you're separated from your subjects in a way you never were with a still camera. You can't halfway produce video,
right?
You have to do it. Now, can you halfway produce a good Wikipedia article? Well, probably not.
Yeah, I probably wrote it.
Yeah, there you go. What I think is important is that if it takes a lot of different strengths to make a good video, I just want to make sure that people who don't know each other yet can find a way to help each other make that great video. And I think that's a little more than just chopping up the pieces and reassembling them. But if chopping up the pieces and reassembling is the next step, I say let's do it and embrace it.
Right.
When I read discussion page behind an article and I see things at the level of from philosophy to punctuation, that at every level it's being analyzed and torn apart and bit by bit. When we have that much control and we can see that much conversation around the construction of a video to the point where somebody could change some wording and the video would be reproduced. Now, I don't know how you do that with voice synthesis or something, or teams of rereaders. I don't know what, but that ability to inch a production into existence is something that I think is, I can imagine, but I don't know that I could yet program an interface that would do that.
Right.
So maybe we live with, videos that have a little more of a documentary, cut sort of look to them. And I think that those would be valuable. But I think, that's something I'm looking forward to. I think this, called machinima or Mac, where people use video games as their mechanical actors. I think that's something that's also very interesting.
And voiceover.
Yeah, and do a little voiceover. Yeah, they get, they turn their video game into the soundstage that, inside the little box. And that's another thing that I think is very promising. But, right now it still takes a lot of production to do that. So taking the production out of it or distributing it across the the lifetime of I'm just going to call it an article because I don't know what else to call it.
That's right. We don't have a term for it even.
Yep.